They had imagined the city before ever seeing it, before being driven from the docks. The endless repetition, bus stopping at next bus stop, please stand well clear of doors. Everyone was absorbed in paperback novels, a tiny leather-bound Bible, tabloid newspapers, earphone sound worlds, thoughts. They lost the chance. They did not gain 500 any time, any network voice minutes. The quavering tone and the lack of definite articles or active verbs quickly became unendurable. Graffiti, meaningless to everyone save the original engraver, were painstakingly etched into the window glass. It took 3 hours to get home, drenched and cold, by train and two buses. Did they dream that they had been in a city that was an open toilet? A black man on the bus said, "You need a license to touch someone's face." Severe fucking bonehead, the verdict of a football supporter on the train with obvious racist sympathies. Outside the furniture warehouse, a man was heard to say, "I'm going to fucking shoot you." He was a man in his 40s who played guitar and sang about unattainable young women. The colour of his skin was greyish yellow, but it was surprisingly warm to the touch. The air was an unspecific threat, a kind of disembodied life form that roamed the city. Some of the young trees lining the diagonal path still had a heavy freight of blossom. Loud male African voices boomed from the park, whose lawn had been shaved and was yellowing fast. The festival on the park was a sort of counter-celebration, except that this was not made explicit. Eagerly, the small white dog leapt to the fullest extent of his leash, his owner quite indifferent. The small, fat child danced on the pavement before his mum. Later, he roared like a pig. At close to 2 in the morning, the isolated sound of birdsong in the lane was heard.